USA Radio News.
Three people were killed just outside the White House, and one more was crucially injured when they were struck by lightning as they stood beneath a tree in Lafayette Park.
We are saddened by the tragic loss of life after the lightning strike in Lafayette Park. Our hearts are with the families who lost lives, who lost loved ones, and we are praying for those still fighting for their lives. The National Park Service and local law enforcement have been providing updates, and I would direct you to them for any additional information.
White House Press Secretary. On average, lightning kills 23 people each year in the United States and more than 2,000 globally. The death brought the number in the U.S. killed by lightning to 11. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
U.S. job numbers have spiked.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. Today's number came in more than double what economists had expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from 2 different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
3 more ships carrying thousands of tons of corn have left the Ukrainian ports. This is the latest sign that a negotiated deal to export grain trapped since Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 6 months ago is slowly materializing. The ships are bound for Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Turkey. While the shipments have raised hopes of easing a global food crisis, much of the grain that Ukraine is trying to export is used to feed animals, not for people to eat, experts say. Grain prices peaked after Russia's invasion. Corn prices are 70% higher than at the end of February 2020. A judge has ruled Kevin Spacey will have to pay almost $31 million to Media Rights Capital, the production company behind House of Cards. The actor starred in the Netflix series for 5 seasons before he was fired in 2017, the day after CNN published its report in which several current and former members of the House of Cards production staff came forward with allegations of sexual harassment. MCR claimed that having to cut Spacey out of the 6th season of the show cost them millions of dollars and, quote, rendered him and his affiliated entities liable, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.